Well, hello, and welcome to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a terrific Thursday. Lots of wild stuff going on again, as always. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Austin. I loved having Gerald Celente on. That was a blast yesterday. He kind of covers the news only the way Gerald Celente can cover the news, so he's always fun to listen to. You and I were just sitting there laughing, letting him go. And if you, like I told you guys, when I bring guests on, I bring on the best. And I bring on the best as far as entertainment reasons, communication skills, all of that, because I don't want to have you guys to listen to somebody who can't even talk. So I just don't bring those kind of folks on. I remember when I was co-hosting for a big show with the Power Hour a few years ago, they asked me to interview a few guests that were absolutely horrific. I mean, horrific. I mean, really bad. But I always tried to make the best out of all that, but I would never ask those folks to be back on this show simply because it's just not worth y'all's time to listen to it, period. Let me tell you a funny story, Austin. You're going to get a kick out of this. Now, most of you know, I'm kind of like not a cat guy. I'm just not really a cat guy at all. The toxoplasmosis in cats or me, it just doesn't work. And what toxoplasmosis is, it's a cat brain parasite. And it's from cat feces. And it's kind of like if you get cat feces on your hand, it can get in your food and get in your intestinal tract, you can actually end up getting a brain parasite called toxoplasmosis from this cat feces. It basically makes rats, when they get this brain parasite, crave cat urine, and the cats end up in a situation where they're easy to, the rats are easy to catch because the rats start seeking out the cats and they have more of a food supply that way. It's the same thing that happens with many women who become cat women. You see these women, they're single and they have like 50, 60, 100 cats in their house. You read about them and hear about them on TV every once in a while. If you walk into the house because of the stench of the urine and the stench of the feces, it makes you nauseous. In fact, I have a friend of mine who is a cat person like that, and we tried to go by and say hi to her one day, and she's kind of destitute, and I could not walk into the house because when they opened the front door, the stench was so overwhelming from the cat feces, it was like I almost got nauseous. But she doesn't mind it, and I'm quite confident that she has cat brain worm toxoplasmosis parasite. So to me, a cat in the house is just absolutely awful. A few weeks ago, we were in the RV, and we were loading it up to take a trip up to the mountains. You guys remember when I was doing the show? And all of a sudden, about an hour into loading the RV, we're about to leave, I hear a meow, meow. And sure enough, a cat had come in the open door of the RV and was under the couch in the motorhome. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Cause you know, I just told you how I feel about cats in the house. And so, I didn't know what to do. I thought it was a feral cat. And so we got the coach, we opened up the couch, and this cat was looked at us, and then it saw an exit to the front and it took off, but it was a well-fed cat. It was definitely not a feral cat, so at least it doesn't have as many parasites. There's like 37 different parasites that are actually transmitted from cats into humans. So if you have a cat, make sure you keep that litter box really clean. Don't touch the litter box at all, as far as if you wear gloves whenever you dump it. And preferably if you have a cat, it's going to be an outside cat. And make sure if your children handle the cats that you really wash their hands very, very well every time they handle the cats. Because remember, Austin, the toxoplasmosis drug that's used for that, the one investment banker bought the patent for that and jacked up the price from like $7 a pill to $700 a pill. You remember that? I mean, it's also used for malaria. I mean, he really did this. We covered a story on it. So, but I'm telling you all of this stuff now about cats because I'm trying to let you know that I'm not a cat guy, though we used to have a cat here. It was an outside cat. It was a good cat. I'd pet it every once in a while, wash my hands. But it was an outside cat. And then one day it had gotten in Austin's quarters and taking a big dump right on his bed, and the cat had been with us for 7 years. The following day, I'm taking it to the Humane Society, not the pound, and I'm donating $100 for them to take this cat, and they did. And I gave him a bunch of organic food for the cat, but I thought, well, if the cat's going to take a big dump on the bed, there's no way that cat's going to hang out at the house anymore. He got into the house and didn't have a litter box. He just snuck in. Very smart cat. It was a Burmese, and very, very, very good personality, by the way, for cats. So anyhow, so last night, I'm telling you all this to tell you this. I haven't really made this announcement on the show very clearly, but I broke my foot a week ago. I was up on the roof working on a chimney, and I stepped back into a valley about 2 feet down. I actually slipped, put all the weight on my left portion of my foot, my ankle twisted, and my fifth metatarsal bone cracked, and my foot broke it. So I'm wearing a hard boot cast right now, probably for the next few weeks, probably for the next month, actually, and kind of getting around with crutches. So I'm kind of like not in my normal spry condition. I'm still working out 4 days a week, but I'm obviously not working legs anymore. So I feel good. energy's good, but I'm kind of bored because I can't do what I need to do, and I'm always like dependent on somebody else for certain things, like I can't carry stuff and walk with crutches. But anyhow, enough of my personal stuff. Last night, I'm laying in bed about 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, I hear a cat under the bed in my bedroom. I kid you not. It was a meow, meow. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That same wretched cat is now in my house. And I've already told you how I feel about toxoplasmosis. Now here I am, laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, listening to the cat, thinking to myself, I've got a broken foot. How can I possibly chase this cat out of the house? I can't even walk properly without crutches. So I'm thinking through this. And suddenly, so I roll over, and I look at Sharon, and she's the one going, meow, meow. This is a true story, guys. I don't make up stuff. And I look at her, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So now, I mean, this is like now it's like, you know, 4:30 in the morning. So I shake her. And I said, honey, you're making really weird noises. Please roll over. So she rolls over, and the cat sound stopped. And so I'm laying there. Now my adrenaline's up because I've got a feral cat in the house with toxoplasmosis, I'm thinking, or I thought. So I can't go back to sleep. So finally at 5:15, I have to cover her face because I have to get up and put my boot on and get my lights turned on, find my crutches, etc. And so I'm going into the living room at 5:15 to do the research for the show today. And so if you got emails from me or texts from me at 5:15 in the morning, you know that that's when it started. So I just thought, you know why? I don't know why. And what was funny about it, so Sharon gets up this morning. She comes in to pray about 7:30. And I've been for several hours yet. And I said, Sharon, did you know you were making cat noises last night? And she goes, did I really? I said, yeah. What was going on with you in your dreams? She goes, well, they weren't cat noises, Ted. I was racing a Corvette up in Georgia around the mountain roads, and I was going, rear, rear. And it came out, and she said, I can't believe I did that. I said, oh, yeah, it was sounded just like a feral cat. So, guys, here's the thing. I just laughed at her. We had a good time, and we prayed. I didn't fuss. How do you fuss at somebody for making speeding noises in a car in a Corvette? So it was just a funny night I had. So good news is I fell back asleep around 9 o'clock, passed out. So I got a couple hours of sleep again in my chair. So I'm good with all that. So I feel pretty good. My energy's up. But I thought I'd just share with you a little personal tidbit that you probably didn't want to know about Ted Brower. And I'm a dog guy. I like big animals. I like big dogs. Even some small dogs are okay. But I like big, large animals. We've had large Malamutes for many, many years. We got rid of our final one years ago. But I like big animals. And so that's just how I feel about animals and cats. And I don't really care for any animals in the house, be it a dog, a parrot, or a cat. I just think they belong outside or wherever. So if you have dogs in the house and you have cats in the house, make sure you use non-toxic flea powders, if you have that. Or you could also get the stuff that you can put on that absorbs directly into them that kills fleas. And make sure you keep the cat litter cleared out and don't touch it with your hands. Really, really important. So that's enough of all that, Austin. So what's your first story?
Anyways, after that story, well, this is one that I wanted to bring up because this is pretty important here. This happened April 10th, just a couple days ago, up in Rhode Island. And it appears that, especially at least in Rhode Island, the vaccine tyrannical police state is starting to grip around the state and take hold. In Rhode Island's Coventry district, they're taking the vaccine mandates to new heights. 3 middle school students were quarantined at school now until parents or guardians came to take them home because the adolescents had not received the HPV vaccine. Whoa. This is the same vaccine I've brought up all over the place. Over 100 women in Japan have launched lawsuits against GlaxoSmithKline. Thousands and thousands of people, women specifically, have been significantly injured and impaired, and a lot of them have died in this country. They're saying the number's up to around 100,000 now. It's been attributed to a number of ill effects, including paralysis, brain damage, chronic pain, impaired mobility. What happened is a number of Rhode Island parents objected because last year the coastal state came under fire for deciding to mandate that all 7th grade children needed to have the HPV vaccine. The parents objected to this with concerns ranging from personal to religious reasons. Medical and religious exemptions are allowed, and at the time, schools were encouraged to not ask questions about the exemption, even if parents had not submitted the exemption form. Well, however, this seemed to have changed changed. On April 10, 2017, three girls at Coventry Middle School were removed from their first period class and detained in the office until someone came to pick them up from school. The girls had not were not even allowed to use the restroom. One of the students said in an interview on Truth Radio Show that the school had sent home letters and made phone calls to tell the family if she did not get the vaccine, she would have been sent home. However, the parents declined to respond to it. According to Bodoni, the Department of Health had previously stated students would not be made to miss school over the vaccine mandate. However, that seems to have changed as well. The one girl, Savannah, said that her school principal said that the order to remove her and the other two girls came from class was not the school's decision, that the order had been handed down from the superintendent because it was now state law. They said they will not be able to return to school without a doctor's appointment or a completed exemption form. So this is wild because, you know, originally, remember, a lot of this stuff was, well, you have to have, like, the measles vaccine or you have to have the mumps vaccine or the other vaccines that they supposedly say work that can be really harmful. Remember, guys, HPV is not contagious through airborne, through anything like that. It's an STD. And most of the cases, about 95% of the cases, it's a completely harmless STD. They say that cervical cancer can show up in some of the cases, but it's also very, very rare in all the reports that I've seen. Now they're forcing these girls to take a vaccine that has been directly linked to thousands of injuries all over the country, directly linked to it. Not just, you know, okay, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. No, it's been directly linked to it. And they're forcing these girls to get this vaccine now, even though there is no significant harm, there is no significant way of catching this without having sex, and even if that's the case, most of the cases, there's no side effects whatsoever. They're forcing these girls to get this HPV vaccine now, Dad. This is called medical martial law. When they start forcing you, extracting you from school, coming to your home, forcibly mandating you take a vaccine that has very known side effects because they say you have to have it. No other reason whatsoever except they say you have to have it. That is called medical martial law, Dad.
This is why I'm so nauseous over Donald Trump's appointment of Gottlieb to the Food and Drug Administration. Gottlieb is a consultant in product development for GlaxoSmithKline, the number one vaccine manufacturer in the world. This company really, excuse my language, sucks. All right. These are the guys that manufacture Gardasil, as you mentioned earlier. These guys are absolutely something that got steeped in hell, and I'm sure they're owned by the Sabbatean Kabbalah spot if you dig deep enough. Why don't one of you guys do that for me? Dig and find out who the leading stockholders are in this company, in this corporation. And I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet you that a big portion of this stock is owned by the international banking cartels through their interlocking corporate directorships and stock purchases. So this is what they do. This is all part of that Rockefeller mess that he started back in the, you know, turn of the last century when he wanted to basically, you know, completely and totally control human thought and emotion and using the petrochemical industry to do that with drugs. In fact, I'm going to do a whole show on that next week on Hagman. I'll be back on Hagman next Friday night. And so I'm going to talk about that in detail. Plus, I've got some other really esoteric stuff that you guys always enjoy listening to that I'll share with you, too, about more on chemtrails and the interdimensional aliens and demons that are involved in all of this crazy stuff, aliens slash demons, I don't say have to say or, that are involved in the chemtrail proliferation around the planet. This is not what you think it is. And see, this is the thing I always try to do. You know, Trump goes, well, we're doing this and we're doing that. But, you know, he's not doing what he said he's going to do. Number one, I mentioned this and I'm going to say it again. We always said, we'll know who runs the country if the chemtrails don't stop. Chemtrails haven't stopped. I now have a friend of mine who's a national talk show host. I would give you his name, but he's asked me to keep this confidential. And he's been summoned to the White House. Summoned. Apparently he's awake. And he knows what's going on. He's been saying stuff in a major market, and he's got a major show in a major market. And suddenly he's been summoned to the White House. And sure enough, he went to the White House yesterday and sat in the Oval Office for almost 3 hours waiting for a personal one-on-one meeting with Trump. And Trump never showed up, got too busy. So then they asked him if he could stay there over Easter holiday. Listen to this, over Easter holiday, all the way through Tuesday to wait and try to meet with the president again. And he said, absolutely not. He came home. So it's interesting. He said the Oval Office is actually kind of dirty. It's kind of small. It's very unkept. and it's got very bad housekeeping throughout the whole White House. He said it looks like a 70s office building with the motif, and he said it's not really what he expected it to be. So it's interesting when you go out and you start talking about this stuff on international radio or TV, they get your number, and they know who you are, and they basically have just continued to harass the people involved in all this. There's a new thing out by Ty Bollinger, and we were going to do a seminar portion with him as far as with vaccines. He asked me to come on and talk about vaccinations and vaccines in this, the truth about vaccines. And I told him that I would, but because of the storm that we had, we couldn't get together because there was a major storm and his planes were grounded and he couldn't get down here for the taping. But I've always been hesitant to get involved with a lot of that stuff, and here's why. Whenever you get involved with 20 or 30 or 40 people that are really involved with this vaccine research, who are actually doing it in their own clinics, and they start talking, you start getting involved with them, you send up a big flare gun, and all of a sudden it's like, look at Ted Brewer, look at Ted Brewer. Well, Ted Brewer is not in clinical practice anymore. I've told you guys that. I retired my practice years ago, and I went onto the seminar circuit with the presidents and all the other stuff that I did. I don't do that any longer, and you guys all know that. So I'm very, very careful with how much exposure I want in a particular area because we're broad range. We cover everything, including vaccines. And when I broke that story a couple of years ago on Hagmann's, in fact, I didn't break the story, but I was one of the biggest shows that came out with it first on the death of Gonzalez and Bradstreet. It was a little bit nerve-wracking for me, especially when the show was shut down right here on Daystar and on Blog Talk Radio. It was shut down for almost an hour before we could get it up in prime because they simply did not want, apparently somebody somewhere did not want that show to go off. But we did the show. It's had up to, Hagmann told me it was almost 10 million views now on sections of it that had been broken off the show, in which I talk about Nagalase and I talk about GCMAF and I talk about how these doctors were killed and how all these crazy things were happening to the people and their staff and how the FDA was raiding them and everything else. On Monday, we have another doctor coming in who's also very well known on vaccines. His name's Dr. Rowan. He has a clinic in which he uses ozone out in California. And I spoke to him on the Power Hour a couple of years ago. Brilliant man. He used to have a really huge newsletter. And what happened with him was, since the last time I was on with him, the FDA has slammed him and the IRS has slammed him. Surprise, surprise. And I was asking him specifically. Yeah, he's going to be on with us on Monday, though. But he told me there's certain things he can't touch, like he really can't talk much about Gottlieb, even though he's diametrically opposed to him being in the FDA or being appointed to the FDA. He doesn't want to come out publicly and state that simply because the FDA has already come after him once. he doesn't want to come after him again. So it's going to be an interesting show on Monday. You guys are going to really enjoy that. So when you're still in clinical practice and you start talking about a lot of this stuff, it really opens you up to a real mess. I remember back in the 80s, I started talking about trans fats and hydrogenated oils, and we stopped eating all that stuff way back when. And I started talking about it at the seminars and radio and TV talk shows all the way back in, you know, over 30 years ago. And now finally, New York City a couple of years ago banned, this is an article, by the way, from ABC News, and it says trans fats were banned in New York City several years ago, and now they're having fewer heart attacks and strokes. Local bans on artery clogging trans fats and restaurant foods led to fewer heart attacks and strokes in several New York counties, a new study suggests. You guys can go and read it on the ABC News if you'd like. It's probably the only piece of truth you're going to find there. But here's the thing. I've told people for, 37 years, high-fat luncheon meats are bad. I've told people for all these years, trans fats, aspartame, all these things are bad. And they've been around for a long, long, long time. And Austin, you remember, even as a child, the vicious attacks that I would get, especially as I was on major mainstream media and doing big, huge seminars in huge markets, and how I would be viciously attacked. And I've mentioned this once before on the show. Years ago, I was on with Steve and Vicky in Atlanta, and I'll never forget, I did a show on the top 10 foods never to eat. You guys have heard me talk about that many times, you know, one of which is high-fat luncheon meats, you know, pork products. Number two is aspartame. Number three are hydrogen oils, hydrogenated oils, trans fats. Four was shellfish, five was junk food, six was soy. And I went through this entire top 10 list on the, let me go ahead and finish it because you're going to write up and ask me what the rest of them are. Number six is going to be the soy. Number seven is chlorine and fluoride. Eight are high fat dairy products. Nine are coffee products and 10 are alcohol products. That's about a 30-second synopsis on the top 10 foods never to eat. But I go into detail. I go into detail. I could turn it into an hour show if I'd like, because I go into real micro detail on each of those topics, because I've done that subject literally thousands of times. And I remember one of the major universities on Stephen Vickie's, this is Stephen Vickie show in Atlanta back 15 years ago, and they were the number one station there in Atlanta. And one of the major universities came in and said basically that I was nuts that I had said trans fats were bad and the trans fats were great and butter was bad. And I said just the opposite. And within 6 months, the Food and Drug Administration required that the manufacturers label all trans fats, and they wanted to phase them out of the food because they were linked to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And they said that there was no amount that was safe. They were so poisonous. And I got to go back on that show like a year later, and I got to tell Stephen Vickie, you know, that basically I was right, and this major university full of its clinical dietitians were wrong. And see, guys, that's the point I'm trying to make to everybody listening today. I'm not going to play any games with you guys. If I see something wrong, I'm going to call it out. Now, very few people do that because they have too many interests involved in it. You know, you get these guys with these big websites, and they have people that are advertising on their websites or advertising on their show. They can't call them out because they're sponsors, and so they let it go. I've seen it over and over, even in alternative media. I can't mention names because you guys would know the people that I'm talking about, but some people simply won't call out alternative talk show hosts for doing things that are wrong, even if they know they're wrong, because a lot of these guys cross-collaterally advertise with each other. That's why this show is brought to you by Health Masters. We don't try to get advertisers on the show, though I've been asked repeatedly if we'll take advertisers. My answer is always no, no advertisers. I won't do that. The show is brought to you by Health Masters. When I was going to do the show with GCN, GCN wanted me to do a show with him a few years ago, and before I started on Global Star, because they had heard me on the Power Hour, and they knew that we could have a huge audience built, and they really, really want to have access to my audience that we would bring to the show. And they told me that they were going to require that I keep their clock, which means all of those advertisements that you hear on Joyce's show or Alex's show or all the other shows, like every 7 to 8 minutes, you're going to have another advertiser, another advertiser, another advertiser, another advertiser. And I told them, I said, I'm not interested in that. And then they told me, and then I said to them, I said, on top of that, if I had advertisers, I would restrict who you let me who advertised on my show. And they said, well, you can't do that. You have to take anybody we put on there. I said, no, I don't. And I said, number one, I don't want you promoting other supplements and other manufacturers. And they said, well, why don't you want that? I said, because I don't want somebody with an inferior product getting on my show with a 2 or 3 minute commercial, making everybody think that I'm endorsing that product. I'm not going to do that. And so we ended up just parting ways and deciding not to be involved with GCN. So we left that behind. That's why we didn't do that. And I did not want to have 25 minutes of my show every single day covered in commercials. I didn't want that, Austin. I have no interest in that. And I remember when I was hosting the Power Hour on GCN, I would get so frustrated because you'd have a really good guest and they'd be talking right in the middle of the sentence. Click, here starts the music. Now we got another commercial. That's not what we do with Health Masters. I'm not going to do that. That's not what we do with the Ted Nossen Bro radio show. We give you guys cutting edge information without a bunch of commercial interrupts. And you guys have been so kind to support Health Masters and get your multiple vitamins from us and all the things that we do, so we won't turn this into an infomercial. If I ever had to turn this show into an infomercial, Austin, I would stop doing it. I would not do what a lot of other show hosts do, simply because I'm not willing to do that, because I've always believed this. God's will done God's way always has God's support, and I believe that with all of my heart. That's why I won't back off on my Christian values. I won't back out on my Christian views. I won't back off on the blood of Christ. I won't back off on any of the things that I teach, because I believe everything that I tell you with my whole heart. In fact, I said to you the other day, Austin, because you know you've gotten really good on the show with me in the last couple of years, I said the only way you can be convincing about a topic is you've got to be convinced. I'm going to repeat that. In order to be convincing, you've got to be convinced. I'm completely and totally convinced about my relationship with Jesus Christ, about who runs the world, about these Sabbatean Kabbalists, about the fact that we have the highest quality supplements on the planet, or would make them better. We can't make them better. They're as good as they get and as they can be made. I would do everything I possibly could. See, and when you get that energy in there from that, when you have that feeling, that emotion, that commitment, that deep belief in what you do, it comes across. And so, guys, I want to thank you again, all of you who are listening today, for listening to our show and supporting us. I don't even know how to say that any more clearly than I just did. It means so much to me and Austin to know that we get all of these emails every single day, and we have such a huge listening base all over the world. Thank you. And I promise to continue to give you the commitment of the high-quality shows and the high-quality guests that we have on. That's why I don't have a lot of guests on, because I've got to be very careful when I bring guests on, because I got to make sure they're up to our standards and they have to be in agreement with what we believe basically. Now, we can have a few things that we don't agree on. I'm okay with that. But if they're diametrically opposed to one of my core beliefs that I have, like 9/11 was an inside job, or some of them don't believe that, they're not coming on the show. To me, if they're that naive and they're that much of a sheeple and they don't know that 9/11 was some type of inside job and we never got told the truth on 9/11, they want to believe that the planes took those towers down without demolition or without some type of energy directed weapon. If they want to believe that, that's okay, just not on my show, Austin. That's not going to happen. So thank you again, guys. I'm sorry I rambled like that, but I just wanted to share with you why we do what we do. Go ahead. What's your next story, Oz?
No, that was excellent. Well, yeah, and also, too, now I pulled it off Tyler Durden from the Zero Hedge today. He put an article out now. This got released. This has been out for a while, but apparently nobody's seen it. It was a 1983 CIA document that's been leaked out now that reveals exactly what we see happening now. It foreshadowed the exact current crisis. The leaked CIA document was actually from back from the time of Assad's father in 1983, show a Washington deep state bringing together, and the actual name of the document was Bring Real Muscle to Bear Against Syria, and it goes into detail about toppling its leader, severing ties with Russia, and paving the way for an oil and gas pipeline of Washington's choosing. So this is pretty wild now that I mean, you can pull it up online and read. I'm not going to go into detail with it. It's pretty long. But it's funny how a lot of this stuff you see 30 plus years ago is starting to come together now. I mean, obfuscation is just an understatement for it. I mean, we just dropped the Moab bomb in Afghanistan on ISIS, a 20,000 pound bomb that cost $16 million. For whatever reason, I have absolutely no idea why we just dropped that bomb. You know, we probably got three terrorists and two camels that could have been involved in terrorist behavior. We probably got those guys with this bomb. We probably got them. So, you know, it is what it is. But this, I don't really understand why we dropped something that massive over there right now. I guess it's kind of like what Gerald Celente said yesterday, Deb. Trump's just trying to prove his point now that he's going to do whatever he wants, and the military-industrial complex is also proving their point that they are in full control of the country now, and they are also going to do whatever they want, because I really see no useful purpose to dropping that size of ordnance out there. I mean, unless there's something they're not telling us. But again, you guys have to remember, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all this stuff is completely and totally manufactured, built, funded, fed and armed by the United States through the CIA. You can look all that up, guys. It's all gotten leaked now. We've built them. We've funded them. We've given them the armaments. I mean, I remember that video that came out years ago from ISIS where they actually, the U.S. supposedly, this is what they said, supposedly dropped the resupply airdrop at the wrong coordinates, and they dropped it to the ISIS. And so the rebels that weren't moderate enough, they were ISIS rebels, they weren't the moderate rebels, they were the extreme rebels, got a hold of these pallets of ammunition, belt-fed ammo, grenades, RPGs, all this stuff, by accident. It's like Gerald Celente said yesterday, Dad, I still haven't seen a moderate rebel. I really don't know what the difference is. I still remember from that movie 13 Hours, it's funny because they're over there in Benghazi, and they said, who the heck is who? He said, we don't even know who we're supposed to be shooting at, who's friendly, who's not. Nobody wears uniforms. Everybody has the same guns. Everybody looks the same, except some people are shooting in different directions and not. And that's kind of what they've done over there, Dad. They've just armed these guys. They've called them moderate rebels. And then the ones they say to keep them as the boogeyman, those are the ISIS rebels. Well, these are the moderate rebels because they're trying to overthrow Assad so we can get the pipeline in. So we want to support and fund them. And if some of these armaments, some of these RPGs, some of these surface air missiles flow over to ISIS, oh, well, that's a mistake. I guess that just happened by accident, Dad. It's kind of a joke now watching all this stuff happen.
You know, that's because we're awake and our audience is awake, so we kind of just laugh at this
stuff.
That's
true.
Okay, let me give you an analogy. For the people that are reading the Wall Street Journal, this is not a joke. It's like, I can't believe this is happening, right? But here's what, because, you know, when you're in covenant with the Most High, whatever. What are they going to do? Kill you? Well, it doesn't matter. You're already going to link up to God as soon as you check out. Anyhow, so what difference is made? So here's the thing. Let me stop with this. Let me look at this giant fuel air bomb or whatever they dropped. A lot of this stuff was originally developed by Germany during the war with Russia. Problem is they didn't have the ability to get the aircraft over to drop these giant bombs, and they thought they were nuclear weapons because the Russians would see these giant mushroom clouds come up. The bomb they dropped is just right under you know, a nuclear weapon. It's about as powerful as it can get without being a nuclear weapon. Now, it also sends up a mushroom cloud, by the way. It sends up a mushroom cloud, not as big as a nuclear weapon, but still mushroom cloud nonetheless. Now, here's the problem with all of this. Now, let's think through this. We know the CIA runs the military. Got it. That's just a given. That's done. We know that our politicians gave it to the generals. The generals gave it to the CIA. The CIA's given it to the Sabbatai and Kabbalists, basically the Luciferians, the Rothschild banking cartel, who basically gives it over to Satan in their worship ceremonies. We got all that. We know all that. We know the CIA is a satanic organization, period. We don't even have to research that. That's there. If you want to research it, go ahead. You'll see I'm right. Now, here's the thing. So we have out in Afghanistan millions, literally millions of acres, probably millions, of poppy fields growing. And we've got the Taliban who had come in and shut down most of this heroin production, causing a massive shortage of heroin in late 90s, early 2000s, which gave George Bush the perfect opportunity to go back into Afghanistan and reset up the poppy fields, because the Taliban, being very strict Muslims, don't want these drugs being grown in their countries. Now, here's the best way. Now, I am speculating. This is not based on anything but my thinking through this, and this is pure speculation. Now, don't even quote me on this, but think through it with me. Let's say, for instance, we got some poppy fields in an area of Afghanistan, and we've got some of the local clerics don't want this stuff being grown, and they start raising holy cane. They start going out there, and they start spraying the poppy fields and doing stuff, trying to kill them, trying to bring them back to some sense of normalcy without all these drugs running through their villages. And suddenly the CIA gets wind that they got a little problem over there. What better thing to do than to drop a fuel air bomb, one of these mini nukes, it's not a nuclear weapon, but that's what they would call it, on top of these guys to see the giant mushroom cloud going up when they stood against the CIA? How much of a terror would that bomb do to get the poppy production back in the flow again and make these guys realize, you better be careful, the United States will drop a nuclear weapon on you if you go against them with their opium production with the CIA? That's what I think happened. Wow. I think, because I don't think there's anything else that could have justified dropping one of these fuel air bombs into that area. If you guys remember that one movie with Justin Hoffman, it was called Outbreak. And right at the beginning of the movie, they had a village that had come down with Ebola. And they dropped one of these bombs. They usually come in on parachutes because they're so big, because they want to make sure they explode at the right altitude. And they suck the air out, they kill everything, they incinerate everything. And they, in the beginning, and they set up a giant mushroom cloud that you're going to see for 100 miles in all directions. Oh my God, they've been nuked. They stood against the CIA. They tried to stop the poppy production. Oh, if one of these clerics that said no, 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 no. That's what I think. I think if you ever got the truth from the CIA or the media as to why they dropped this, this was an example of, look how strong we are. I got a set of 20-inch biceps here. Look at how powerful I am. I can do anything I want to do to you. There's nothing you can do. Shut up! Grow your heroin. Let us process it. And don't get in our way again. That's what this type of weapon would do. Because these guys, remember, a lot of these guys are ignorant farmers and peasants. Now, they saw a mushroom cloud go up. They know what a nuclear bomb looks like. They've seen enough pictures of that. They would know immediately, you better shut up and do what they say to do. Donald Trump or whoever they are dropping mini nukes, which it wasn't a nuclear bomb, let me say that again, on us, because we're not in compliance, because our opium production has gone down. Remember, guys, $1 trillion a year comes into the United States through the CIA, through their C-130 transport planes, through their 1,000 military bases around the world on their hopscotch lily pads with their landing fields, brought into the United States, distributed through the mobs. All the time this has been going on since the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. This is what caused the Vietnam War. This is what brought us back into Afghanistan. All of it. So you've got to take everything back to that. Now, whether or not Trump's aware of any of this, who in the world knows? Who knows? Because it's like that one article said a few months ago, Austin, that we did. The CIA tells Trump the intel they want him to know, and they don't tell him the intel they don't want him to know. He's completely and totally controlled. That's why Doug Hagman told me last week that the CIA, the media, not the media, the CIA and the military have basically taken over the United States, which is exactly what we knew that it would do. And this is another perfect example of what's going on with our military, with our police officers here in the United States, with our counties that are going nuts with their SWAT teams and their masks and all the other stuff, screaming about heroin. But everybody knows the heroin's coming out of Afghanistan on a greased pipeline. When I talked to the professor, when I talked to the investigating officer, when your mother's half-brother Todd died a year and a half ago in Orlando on Heroin Highway on Colonial Drive. He said that the Afghan heroin was so pure coming in, these junkies weren't used to it, and they were injecting themselves too much heroin, and they were dying from it, and that's how Todd died. This is what's going on all over the country with this heroin epidemic that we've done by giving all of these people in the United States to these Sabbatane Kabbalist institutions that have promoted this pharmacopoeia, this pharmakia, this Old Testament, this New Testament stuff. It talks about how they managed to control the world's populations through the sorcery of drugs, which is what they're doing. They give them all of this OxyContin. They take it away from them. They've got to go to the next level of heroin on the streets. They don't know how to do it themselves. They become heroin addicts. It's because of our government and our CIA we have a heroin explosion in the United States. We cut the heroin off in Afghanistan. We cut the heroin off, you know, Southeast Asia. We cut the heroin off coming out of Mexico and South America. We will completely and totally stop the drug problems that we have in the United States. And we've got to tell these doctors to stop prescribing these drugs that are so insanely addictive that two or three pills you're addicted for the crap for the rest of your life. You constantly want this stuff. This is the kind of stuff that has to stop. And until we stop this stuff, it's not going to get any better at all. It never will. It can't. It won't get better. Why? Because the CIA is being controlled by these Sabbatean Kabbalists who want everybody controlled through pharmakia. This is the only show that talks about this, Austin. Nobody else talks about this stuff. Now, I don't know why God shared so much of this information with me through the Holy Spirit. I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea why he does what he does for me, except I really love him and he knows that. But the reality is he knows that if he shows me something through the Holy Spirit, that I'm going to talk to you about it. Now, I'm not sure if that's why they dropped that fuel air bomb over there, but it sure makes a whole lot more sense than trying to kill a camel. And for, I mean, you got a, what, a $16 million weapon that you're just going to drop? Are you joking me? And that doesn't even include, it has to be launched, it has to be dropped out of the back of a C-130 transport because it weighs 10 tons. And then you got that massive parachutes holding it so it doesn't splat on the ground and not detonate properly. I mean, this is a major, major weapon that basically has to be used properly. And they wanted, and this, and the only time they ever use crap like this, unless they're using it for a bunker buster, but they got much better missiles they can burrow down in to do this, is when they want to prove a show of force, and they want to make everybody see this thing for a 100-mile radius, all directions. My God, they dropped a nuke on us. We've got to increase our opium production. What a bunch of crap. I get so fed up with this, and here we go, that we thought Donald, see, again, I told you this. The deep state did not allow Donald Trump to take office and control the United States military. The deep state's not going to turn that loose. The only thing that we can do in the United States is hope that our military, which they almost did after Benghazi, stages a coup against itself and takes over the leadership and gets these CIA rats out of there and allows the United States to be restored back to the republic on which it was founded, Austin.
That was excellent, man. That, you know, because I got the article a couple hours ago about that Moab bomb. And I mean, it stands for a massive ordnance air blast. It's an SBU-43. I mean, the thing's a monster. That's 30 feet long. 30 feet long. I mean, it's as long as a bus. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think of that, but there really isn't any other legitimate purpose to use that type of ordnance right now because of the strategic air missiles that we have on drones and everything else that can literally take people out from small distances, long distances with precise targeting in most cases.
Look at me, look what I can do. That's what this bomb is.
Yeah. Yeah, go and put your headset on.
Okay, I will. Yeah, right now. Let me find it.
You're getting a ton of feedback.
Okay, sorry about that.
But the issue is, that's exactly what this is. I think that just called it out. Is these guys, whatever's going on over there, this is a total show of dominance and force to get everybody back in line of what's going on and to show everybody this is what they're going to do. So it's kind of wild to see they did that today. But also, too, is another article from Adam Credo about the White House civil war with Kirchner as he is exerting authority at the National Security Council. This is wild. This is one of the first articles I've read really starting to detail how this kid, essentially, is starting to take over huge elements of the White House. It goes on to say, White House senior advisor Jared Kushner is leading an unprecedented effort to meddle in the White House National Security Council, causing mayhem for senior staff who say the president's son-in-law is massively interfering in key foreign policy debates. They say Kushner has taken aggressive action to micromanage the NSC, overshadowing even recently installed National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Never before has a White House permitted such a figure to intervene in the NSC. One of the sources who spoke to the Free Beacon described wide-ranging frustration as the NSC over Kushner's influence over the over some of the most important foreign policy portfolios, such as Iraq, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and China. Senior NSC staff are finding their hands tied when it comes to performing even basic duties. Get this, listen to this, such as talking points or basic statements on high-profile issues that must all go through Kushner for approval. One of the NSC officials stated, Kushner is meddling in a lot of things. Such direct control of foreign policy from the West Wing has never happened before. It is creating a lot of drama. People just don't know how to deal with it. We're respectful of his position, but it's confusing the policy-making process. They are not happy that Jared is so powerful in the foreign policy realm with zero background. They are expected to implement the president's agenda, but have no input or ability to get ideas in front of Jared. It's a one-man show, and it's creating a lot of frustration. That right there, guys, is showing you exactly what is going on. He's carrying key portfolios to countries such as Iraq, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and China. It does not get any clearer than that, that this boy was put in that position. They told Trump he was going to be in that position. It wasn't an ask. It wasn't a question. It was a, this is what he's going to do, and you're going to like it, whether you want to or not. This is exactly what's going on, Dan. We called this out months ago, and it's starting to become evidently clear, even on the alternative news and even on some of the mainstream, that something very, very strange is going on with this Kushner guy and how much autonomy he's being given with zero background, not being elected for any position whatsoever, and essentially from what we know, having no experience in any of these areas, yet he's getting dumped all this autonomy like he knows what's going on, almost like he has somebody behind him that's controlling the show behind him, Dad.
Oh, they're called the Mossad. There you go. I just said it. That's who's doing it. It's the Mossad. I mean, because remember, he's a member of Shabbat. We're the only ones that call us. Nobody else called us. Nobody's even talking about it yet. He's a member of Shabbat. Look it up. Look up Shabbat under Henry McCow's website and what the Shabbat cult of Judaism is and how they practice Kabbalah. That's who Kushner is. They're taught Kabbalah. And they're deeply invested and involved with the doggone Israeli Secret Service, Mossad. They're front groups for Shabbat all over the planet, for the Assad to work independently with drug running, weapons trafficking, money laundering, all of this stuff. He is in billions of dollars in debt. He had a nice building that's basically bankrupt at 666 Fifth Avenue in New York City that they owe billions on. And now he's getting money from George Soros, who's head of the Jewish mafia. This is calling out who it is and who they are. And this is organized crime. This is organized crime to the hilt, being run by the Mossad, being run by Israel, being run by Tel Aviv, being run by Benjamin Netanyahu, who's taking marching orders from the Sabbatea Kabbalists. You've got to make the loop here with me today. You've got to see that this all ties together with the international banking cartels, with the Rockefellers. See, the Rockefellers were funded by these same guys too. That's what nobody gets. Nobody understands that these guys are all funded through the Sabbatea and Kabbalah's Rothschild banking cartel. Nobody gets it. J.P. Morgan was a front. George Soros is a front. They all work for these guys. That's who's in charge of this. These guys are all Luciferians. This is what they do. This is how they act. And I believe with all of my heart, this is my opinion again, that Jared Kushner is involved with the Mossad through Shabbat, and he's in the White House. There is no other reason for him, as an aide to Trump, to go to the Middle East and with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff right before this weapons thing happened a couple weeks ago, in which this supposed fake bomb was released over there by the Assad government. And now Assad has come out and made a final statement on this, how the whole thing was fake. None of it's true. And quite frankly, if any of it's true, number one, they can fake anything. How do we know these were dead children? How do we know these kids weren't just given Alka-Seltzer and told to foam at the mouth? We don't know what they did. They could have done anything. We now know that almost all of the beheadings that we were watching online that I never watched, but other people watched, were all fake and all staged, and they were cutting people's heads off. Now, we know that all of this is, they're capable of doing this through the power of theater and digital editing. We don't know what in the world we saw over there. That's why I said on Hagman's show on Friday night a week ago, when this stuff happened, a couple days before that, I said, we don't know what kind of gas was used. We don't know if it was gas at all. Where are the independent research studies being done on what was used? How can we have any proof that this is really a true story and not another fake story, another false flag story? We were told here in Central Florida, and you guys were all over the place, at that gay nightclub over in Orlando when it got shot up last year, that there were bullet holes all over the outside of the building. Austin and I went there. There were no bullet holes anywhere. And the cop who was there, I'm going to say it again, we've told you before, told us that everything we've been told in the media was a lie. And no one's ever come out with anything that's ever happened there. It's never made the media again,
nope.
Austin. And chances was it was the Orlando Police Department, if there were indeed dead bodies there, that were involved in shooting the people when they ran in there, guns a-blazing. I mean, you have no idea what happened there. They remember, the Sabbateans, the Rothschild boys, these Luciferians, they control the AP wire and Reuters. They own them both. Through their interlocking corporate directorships again. That means they control all of the news wires, the primary news wires that go out and tell you what the news is. They control 95% of the media. So when they tell you a story is true, you automatically believe that it's true because you heard it on the radio or the TV. Almost everybody still thinks when they see the evening news and they're not awake and they're listening to the guy like, you know, Ralph, you know, whatever these guys were, Dan Rather and the other guys, Dan's gone now, and the other guy, Brian Williams, he's been moved to another position. They believe, oh, they're telling you the truth because they show you video. And they show you testimony about people. I was there. I saw it. What did you see? Oh, I saw this, this, and this. It was. Remember what happened with 9/11? The day of 9/11. They're interviewing people. Oh, the trade towers. I saw the planes hit the trade towers. The jet fuel caused the buildings to collapse because it burned so hot and the buildings collapsed. Over and over and over, suddenly all these people being interviewed were quote unquote structural engineers. Are you kidding me? They're making this assumption because they're planting the lie, the narrative, into the psyche of the population, which is what Freud taught you. When you get them into a state of terror, their bodies and their minds don't have the same defense mechanisms in the brain to question the narrative. So if you get somebody scared enough, oh my God, there's a feral cat under the bed in the middle of the night. Oh my God. And I'm jumping around thinking, my gosh, I got a broken foot. I got to get this cat out of the house. There was no cat. I believe there was a cat. I convinced myself there was a cat under the bed. It was my wife making noises. I mean, think through this for a second. That's what happens, and that's how they control us. They control us through the false flags, through the narratives, through this death and destruction. And I did a whole show with Hagman on how 9/11 was a giant satanic ritual with the death of all these people. And there's a book you can read on that's called The Most Dangerous Book in the World. 9/11 is a satanic ritual. You guys need to all read that book. This is how they control human nature, because human beings have fear that comes out very quickly. That's why Jesus said, fear not. Also, the angels would come out and say, fear not. And then Jesus said, perfect love casts out fear. See, we can't walk in a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind, because we have to understand who we are through the covenant that we have with Christ Jesus. And if we understand that, we can then do all things through Christ who strengthens us, including not walking in the fear of some type of horrible event that's going to happen, and making these guys realize, even if you do something horrible to us, it doesn't make any difference. We're still blessed by the Most High God, and we're still getting to go to heaven. And guess where you get to go? You get to cook for a bit. For a long time, really long time. You better invest in the asbestos underwear company, dude, if you're involved with these nutbags. That's who these guys are. These guys are so bad that they don't care who they hurt or who they kill. That's why this bombing in Syria that Trump did was on the exact day, 100 years after the beginning and the onset of World War I with the United States entry. Everything by these guys is the numbers. You think for a second that Chabad and Kushner and this building and all the weird stuff that's going on in New York City at 666 Fifth Avenue, are you kidding me? You think they could have not had that number changed? They didn't want it changed. These guys are Sabbatean Kabbalists. They're wizards. Everything's by the numbers. That's how they work, Austin.
Man, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what's going on. I mean, I didn't even realize that happened last week when he dropped those. That was exactly 100 years from the start of World War One. That's pretty wild info right
there.
To the day. Doesn't get any more clear than that. Well, this is also another wild story as far as what we see now with total psychops, with them trying to do anything they can. The USDA now has put a proposal out to start a mandatory tax on the Organic Trade Association, or through them. They want to tax food processors, distributors, retailers, and importers engaged in organic commerce. They're calling it on all good food advocates to stand together, and we need to stand together and make sure we fight this proposal. The public comment period closes on April 9th through the USDA. So if you guys don't want them to start taxing organic food even more than they already do, we need to make a comment on this. I was already doing that earlier, so I wanted to address that. But guys, this is exactly what we see going on, is good is bad, bad is good. That's what the mainstream media, that's what all these guys are doing. This is an article from Laura Donnelly. This is from an article somebody sent me yesterday, and I kid you not, I thought it was a satire when I first read it. It's not. It's a totally legitimate article, and she's trying to convey her point about I'll read it to you guys. I'll read part of it to you here. This is the title of her article: Clean Eating, in parentheses, clean eating, like it's a bad thing, it's a fad. Clean eating, eating clean, eating healthy, is a ticking time bomb that puts young people at risk of fractures. What? Okay. Okay. Let's read this, okay? Because that just is a bizarre article. It couldn't possibly mean what she wants it to mean. This is how she starts the article. A cult of clean eating is a ticking time bomb that can leave young people with weak bones, says the National Osteoporosis Society has warned. Research by the charity shows that 4 in 10 of those aged between 18 and 24 have tried such regimens, and they're now coming under attack for cutting out major food groups such as dairy. Here we go, guys. Here comes the giant dairy industry with their homogenized, pasteurized garbage milk, because people are realizing that raw milk is so much healthier for you. She goes on to say on here, these people have boasted how they have cut out gluten, dairy, grains, and refined sugars. A survey of more than 2,000 adults found 70% of those aged between 18 and 35, with those aged between 18 and 24, have most likely tried clean eating. Dairy, which is a major source of calcium and protects the bones, was one of the key food groups targeted. A total more than 20% of those have cut or severely restricted intake of milk. Experts said the trends are putting the generation at significant risk of developing osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to be fragile and break later in life. Professor Lana Lynn said, without urgent action being taken to encourage young adults to incorporate all food groups into their diet, including bread and dairy, and to avoid particular clean eating regimens, we are facing a future where broken bones will become just the norm. We know that osteoporosis is a painful, debilitating condition, and young adults have one chance to build strong bones and reduce the risk of developing severe problems later in life. It doesn't get any more fear-mongering, propaganda, psycho than that, Dad, to try and encourage people to stay on the GMO bread and pasteurized homogenized cow's milk train. I thought that was a wild article, but the fact that actually a lot of people I read in the comments were legitimately taking this seriously now, that clean eating we need to stay away from.
Well, no, here's the deal. Okay. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, your microphone's breaking up a little bit, so let me go for just a second. Here's the thing, what they're talking about. They're saying that basically milk is necessary for your health. Now, that is true. When a baby needs milk, but it needs mother's milk, or it needs raw certified goat's milk if your state allows you to sell that. You can basically fortify that with a little vitamin C and vitamin E. We have the recipe, a little bit of cod liver oil. We have the recipe in our Train Up Your Children and the Way They Should Eat book. Now, yep. You have to have milk as a child. Now, human beings are the only mammal on the planet that continues to drink milk after we've been weaned, period. That's it. Now, I mean, so, if you saw a cow trying to use its mother's udder when it was like 4 years old and its own cow were already, you know, nature doesn't have that. So if you're going to drink dairy products, get the stuff that's not homogenized, not pasteurized. If you can get it raw in your state legally, get it that way. But remember, guys, one of the primary reasons they don't want you drinking milk is because of the bovine growth hormone in the milk. Remember, it's a Monsanto product, and it's a female estrogen compound. It feminizes men. It gives you boobies, okay? It's bad. It's really bad. And so it makes men wimps. It makes them basically, it gets rid of the alpha males. That's why you shouldn't be giving anybody dairy products with bovine growth hormone. And if you're going to drink dairy products that aren't raw, make sure it's not homogenized, because it massively increases the risks of heart disease when you do that. Guys, thank you so much. I'm going to let Austin finish the show. One other quick comment I want to talk about, see if I got time to do it. No, I'll talk about it tomorrow. It's about the Kim Young submarines. I'll talk about that tomorrow. God bless you guys. Thanks for listening today. I appreciate you so much. Love you guys. You guys are the best. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being part of our family. And just thank you for being there for us. God bless you guys. Austin, I'm going to write the summary, bud.
Absolutely, man. Great show today, guys. Hope we really cleared a lot of things up, because we've gotten some emails on certain topics. So I figured, you know, that's why I really want to kind of focus on this today, with a lot of the media lies and the actual real fake news, the real fake news that the media is peddling, trying to push off as real news. So I wanted to bring up a lot of that today. But there's a lot of stuff going on. You guys have to stay frosty and be aware of what's going on, and use concrete rational thought and reasoning to decipher through what's going on. Because as Dad said, when the human being experiences fear, cognitive reasoning has a tendency to go out the window a lot of times. And that's what we see has been played over and over and over again by the globalists. So also, too, if you guys have any questions, email us, healthmasters.com, or call us, 1-800-726-1834. The cortisol buster is what won. Great product. Told you guys that yesterday. It was Tuesday. It was definitely taken off super strong. We put it on sale for over 15% off. It's a pretty big sale on it. It's like right around, I think, $33 a bottle now. Really helps the body to deal with the psychological effects of stress, helps to bring cortisol levels down to a natural, healthy level, helps mental clarity, also helps out fatigue. So really, really good product there. We sell a lot of it. We're getting a lot of feedback with this formula. And also, too, I had somebody else ask me on the Serenex stress control, what's the difference? The Serenex stress control is a Chinese herbal remedy. It has similar effects, but not the same. It has a tendency to cause people to have less like anxiety, so to speak. The cortisol buster actually helps significantly lower cortisol directly, and in turn can really help out a lot with overall health in the long run, from raised cortisol levels down to more normalized lower cortisol levels. So guys, we appreciate everything. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.